years ago?
Well, in terms of why people changed their mind, there were a couple of folks that had changed their mind. I think the governor making it a full court press to try to whip up the votes on it, just sort of the change in dynamic on committee over a couple of years. I mean, elections have consequences, and you know, the facts that people who opposed it in the past are no longer there to oppose it, and so that removed the ability to filibuster it. And I think a couple people did change their minds after being talked to by the governor, and unfortunately, the repeal passed today.
It was interesting. I wouldn't necessarily say it had bipartisan support. There were only two Republicans mm-hmm. who voted for this measure, mm-hmm. but it certainly had bipartisan opposition.
It did indeed. There was a unique collection, as oftentimes there are, of folks who are on you know, both parties, even from an ideological viewpoint. You can't necessarily say that all the opponents were what you would call conservatives. There were a lot of conservatives who voted against it, and some folks were much more moderate persuasion also voted against it. You know, this is one of these issues where people, you know, feel it in their gut, and they have a sense about where they are on the issue, and you know, and I think that operates on the other side as well.
And your gut tells you that we need a death penalty in this state.
Absolutely. I don't think we should be one of those states that you know, have repealed it. I think for the most heinous of crimes that are out there, you know, for the five people who are on death row now, they belong on death row. There's no doubt whatsoever about their guilt. Some of these horrible crimes that we have seen in recent months in this nation, to me, it says that we still need a death penalty. I represent an area with three correctional facilities, and the state really can't provide any disincentive for killing somebody in a correctional facility without the death penalty, and that concerns me as well.
What about when the courts make a mistake? And
you know,
I know the senators kept bringing up the Kirk Bloodsworth mm-hmm. story.
It came up numerous times, and you know, Kirk Bloodsworth has testified eloquently in our committee in the past about the horrible wrong that was done to him. No one disputes that. But I think the point is Kirk Bloodsworth is the exception that proves the rule, in that that was in 1984, before the advent of DNA technology, and it was precisely DNA technology that exonerated Kirk Bloodsworth, which is now something that is currently part of our statute, that there has to be DNA evidence. Maryland has one of the most restrictive statutes on the book in terms of eligibility for the death penalty, and it's because of people like Kirk Bloodsworth. So the risk of executing an innocent person in Maryland are so minuscule versus the other side that I think society has the right to protect itself, that I think the death penalty is still warranted.
It is highly likely that this will go to referendum.
I disagree, Mary Beth, to be honest with you. I'm not sure there is any guarantee that it goes to referendum. You know, the gun
You don't think there's enough citizen support to not repeal this? That
I you know, I think the citizenry is very evenly divided on it based on all the polling, but it takes a organized group, an organized interest that is willing to put the time and the effort into doing this, notwithstanding the fact that
Do you think people are losing interest?
I don't think people are losing it. I think people would like an opportunity to vote, but it takes a grassroots sustained presence to get it to the referendum. So I think there are people that are out there, but I don't know what organized entity is agreed to take it on yet. So I think it's a misnomer to, you know, that some are kind of giving themselves cover and say, oh, well, it'll go to referendum. There's no guarantee of that. I actually offered in committee an effort to guarantee that it would go to referendum, and that was rejected. Because I think that a lot of the sponsors realize if it does go to referendum, I think people still feel that there should be a role for the death penalty.
All right. State Senator Chris Schenck of Washington County, thank you so much for joining us. One of the Maryland lawmakers who voted against repealing the death penalty, and we'll see what happens from here. But it is likely to pass in the House, is it not?
That's the indication that we have. It has passed in the House before. The House is, you know, may make some changes, but they really fought off any kind of changes that we would make on the Senate side. So
right.
I think people still need to keep up the fight, and then let's see what happens if there is a referendum effort.
Right. Senator Schenck.